Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday, each and every one of you. It's another amazing day here in Connecticut. And as always, I'm supercharged this morning because I love social media, and it's getting better and better and better. And I have been utilizing the two new platforms, Pinterest and Blab. And the expert I have on this morning, I met on there. And man, I'm telling you, he got some good stuff for you. So I want you to grab your pad. I want you to text, tweet, and call everyone you know and tell them we have reserved a seat here for them to be part of this conversation. So go ahead and do that, and then we'll play our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
Well, again, excuse me. I have a big frog in my throat. I want to thank each and every one of you for signing in this morning. The chat room is up and running. And the call-in number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And remember, we encourage you to be part of the conversation. As we go along, you do not need to wait for the end of the episode to call in. So go right ahead and remind your friends and fellow entrepreneurs, small business people, or those who are looking to become either in the future. Well, my honored guest has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And let me tell you something about my new friend and colleague who will be joining me this morning. Hula Rodriguez knows sales. He is the National Sales Manager at International Systems of America, a national provider of firearm and security integration services. His goal is to grow sales and create new partnerships in the firearm, AVC controls, and electronic systems industry through social media marketing and connecting directly with industry colleagues. After 15 years in business-to-business sales, Julio has recently founded Energize Solutions, LLC, sales and social media coaching company focused on building sales for businesses of all sizes throughout social media integration and sales training. Well, without any further delay, let me introduce to you my honored guest for today. Morning, Julio. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Daphne. I am great. How are you?
I am wonderful. What's the weather out there? You're in California, right?
No, I'm actually in Louisville, Kentucky, and
oh.
We're having a little bit of a warm spell. It was in the, it was getting up to the 50s and 60s last week, and this week we're actually going to be in the high 70s. So we got a nice little warm up. The kids are going to be running around in shorts for a few days, getting that last little bit of summer. Summer
yeah,
weather.
It's all good. You can be kicking up the grill and everything. Well, you know, I know you're extremely busy. You're traveling and doing everything. So I want to say a big old thank you for joining me this morning, because I met you on a blog about 2 weeks or so ago, and what you were doing was so good. As a man, I hope he will agree to come here so that he can invest in my vision and purpose. So I honor you and I thank you so very, very, very much. I want to give you this opportunity. I know I read a very short bio about you. Mm-hmm. However, I would like for you to please take a few moments, introduce yourself to my listeners. You can tell them from your beginnings to where you are now, as much as you would like to tell them. I would love to welcome Guest 71 to the chat. Okay, so you got the microphone, Julio.
Okay, great. Well, my name is Julio Rodriguez. I'm the National Sales Manager for International Systems of America. We are a fire alarm and security integration services provider across the United States. One of the differentiators about our company is that we're actually the fire alarm company that manages this fire alarm system for the United States Pentagon building right now. So it's one of the largest fire alarm integrations in the world. And I've been in business-to-business sales for about 15 years. I started out selling, was credit card machines, business to business, back in the early 2000s when debit cards were becoming popular. After that, I was in the mortgage industry doing loan officer work when mortgages were very, very popular. And when that fell apart, I went back to the credit card sales or credit card processing sales for a little while. And then that's when I transitioned into the electronic security and life safety sales and integration group, and it's been a really, really great journey for me. Security sales is always changing with 9/11. You know, security has become a priority for this country, and it's, you know, a lot more on top of everyone's mind. Fire alarm is a little bit different, where it's actually mandated by code. So it's something that when you have a building that's occupied by a business, there's certain regulations that you have to meet with the fire alarm. But throughout this entire experience, I've been able to really, really learn about different ways that, you know, people buy, what they're looking for, and negotiating. And throughout this, it's been, you know, social media has been becoming more and more popular. And when I started with International Systems about 3 years ago, it was, you know, we had no social media presence whatsoever. And over the past 3 years, I've worked really, really closely with my marketing manager. And we've developed an entire platform for not only our company, but for each one of our salespeople. And now with the live streaming social media platforms that are out there, you know, we're taking a whole other dimension to our industry and to our customers, and showing them different ways that we can, you know, interact with them.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know that I have had conversations with many entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even some mom and pop stores. And they think, oh, social media is for the big businesses. I said, no, social media is for everyone because this is what allows a little business to become a big business. Can you please explain about the power of social media in small businesses?
You know, social media is one of the great equalizers when it comes to advertising. For small businesses especially, you don't need to have a gigantic budget to actually engage your customers on a worldwide basis. You can be a small business in Louisville, Kentucky, and have customers all around the world. Not only you sell products to, you know, in the early 1990s when e-commerce took off, that was the big deal. You could sell your products all around the world. Now with social media, you can actually have conversations all over the world with your customers. You can show them your business. You can talk about your passion. You can get your message out there without having to pay these ridiculous advertising costs that, you know, used to only be available to large corporations like Pepsi, Coca-Cola, IBM, Intel, those types of people that can, you know, put out Super Bowl ads. Now with YouTube, the live streaming lab and Periscope, mm-hmm. you know, you can be out there talking to your customers, engaging with your customers, having conversations with people, helping out others, collaborating on ideas. And that's actually how we met. You know, I was conducting a lab with Tracy Goodwin, who's a voice coach. I'm in sales mm-hmm. and she does voice coaching, and it's this really neat overlap that we have where she teaches people how to do better presentations, and I teach people how to do better with their sales and social media. So we've got a really great dynamic in there, and you came into that lab, had some interesting things to contribute to the conversation, and now we're here. I wouldn't have met you, you know, unless I went to physically flew to a conference somewhere that we would have been at a couple years ago.
Yeah, and sometimes we are at the conference and we still did not meet because something interesting happened. When was it? Back in 2013. I don't know if you read the story about a gentleman who spent a full year in silence in Bali, right? And he spent a full year in silence. And he and I happened at the same conference, right? And you would think somebody like that I would have met, okay? Because I had read the story. I did not meet the gentleman. I came back home and we connected on social media. And we began to exchange some ideas. And then he said, when I was at that conference, I said, I was at the conference too. How come we never met? You know, but the universe is so well, you know, it doesn't matter when we meet, so long as we meet. But man, I just love Blab and Periscope because we are up close and personal. It's like you're having tea or lunch together. You're right there with the person. You get to laugh and chat and, you know, virtual embrace each other, and you see how much we can connect together. And you say you don't have to go figure it out because you have it right here in front of you. So that's a blessing. You mentioned about social media being the great equalizer. And how would you break that down for somebody? You spoke about the budget. However, there are still some rural, if you may, businesses who is not as proficient on the computer and they still cannot figure it out. How do we start?
Well, you know, business social media is different than personal social media. There's millions and billions of people that have Facebook accounts and they may have a LinkedIn page, you know, a LinkedIn account that's just for their professional online resume. And it's not always an easy transition of taking that personal social media platform and then starting to use it to get your business message out. And that's where sometimes you need to hire a little bit of help. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times, entrepreneurs that are on their own, you know, they're just starting out. they need some assistance with certain things, they'll get a virtual assistant. You know, that's one thing that it's that first step into growing your company. And then the next step would be to hire a social media coach. There's always family members that know a little bit more about one thing or another that want to help you, and they can get you to a certain point and maybe activate the account. But as far as creating a platform for your business that is going to get your message out there and continuously carry a conversation with your customers that you can add into and contribute to, that's going to take someone that actually knows that those systems inside and out and can put those together for you. In my case, I had to build it from scratch, but I'd been doing social media before I started this company. I'd been doing social media for business for about 5 or 6 years. So I'm at about 9 years doing business social media. And it's something that I was able to learn and teach myself. But, you know, there's people out there that sell, you know, there might be a mechanic or they might be a chiropractor or any one of those things. And they're technically proficient. They may be great with computers, but social media may not be their thing that they understand. Just like me personally, I'm terrible at painting. I don't have the patience for it. So if I don't have family members that can do it, I have to hire that out because I want the finished product to look professional. I want it to look clean. I want it to look nice. If I do it, I know there's going to be mistakes all over the place and they're going to drive me crazy for the rest of time. That's where you have to make that decision and you know, just go ahead and move forward with that so that you get something that you're happy with and it's actually doing the job. Having a placeholder online, just having your page there, it's kind of a way, you know, it's a step forward. You have something there, but if there's no activity and there's no interaction, then it's not really doing its job.
You know, you say something that I heard many, many years ago. I don't know if you're familiar with the company, Mary Kay Cosmetics. I used to be a Mary Kay director. And Mary Kay Ash always tells us, you will not be a successful director with one hand in the toilet bowl. And the first time I heard her say that, I was kind of puzzled. I was wondering what she's talking about. And she says, you need to go out there, do as many facials as it takes to pay your housekeeper and hire a housekeeper. Don't be staying home and trying to do the housekeeping when you could be out doing facials. And that's the same thing you're saying now. You know, if it's not your goal, you might be doing your newsletter, but the social media is not this, it's not the same thing. No activity, if there's no activity there, it does not make any sense. I want to remind the people that the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And you're listening to a conversation between myself and Julio Rodriguez. So call in. This is the time you have his undivided attention. And while I am telling you that, I might as well invite you to connect with me. I would love for you to subscribe for my newsletter. We have some neat gifts for you there. And you may do so by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers with an S.com. And we also have a new offer for you. And you can check that out at bit.ly/mypowerfulwhy. bit.ly/mypowerfulwhy. So back to you, Julio. What are some of the challenges that you encounter when you're working with a new client to convince them to go in full force, knee deep in social media?
Well, the first thing is that understand that social media is a viable, I'd say a viable means of communicating with their customer and for their businesses in particular. The first conversations that I had when I started at the company that I'm at right now, with the executive management was that, you know, they thought social media was for younger people and it was only for, you know, teenagers talking to each other about where they're going tonight and what they had for dinner. And while that's what it's used for quite a bit, there's a whole other side to social media that is pushing different business messages out there. And if you take a look, you know, Pepsi has a social media site all over the place. Coca-Cola has them. And if you like something on Facebook, you're going to like specific movies. You're going to like specific products. You're going to enjoy seeing information about gadgets. Me, I'm a technology and gadget person. If there is some new thing that I can plug into my phone that makes it do all kinds of different things, I'm reading articles about it. I'm liking it on Facebook. I just saw an article not too long ago that they're going to make some 3D scanner that your phone can plug into.
They were going to do what?
They're making some 3D scanner that can plug into your phone where you can scan objects and then put them onto a 3D printer and recreate objects.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw that article on LinkedIn, and whatever company that was, I don't remember the name off the top of my head. Of course, I like them on LinkedIn. I want to see, I want to hear and read information about that company. So just because I like that, you know, I like social media, I like technology, I like doing home theater systems, you know, so if they come out with, a company comes out with new speakers or a new home theater system or a new flat screen TV technology, I'm going to look at it and I'm going to read about it and possibly influence my buying decision later on when it's time for me to buy those types of things. And it's a different concept than traditional sales. Traditional sales is I show you my products and services and I try to convince you that they're the best option for you, and that's how we're going to make a sale. In the social media world, it's the exact opposite. I'm going to tell you everything about my business on a daily basis. I'm going to give you little bits and pieces of why, you know, our products are helpful, different things that have to do with life, not necessarily 100% advertising all day, every day. It's about interacting with your customers. So if you have, like in the case of my company, International Systems, we're a fire alarm and security integration company. Our social media posts that we do are not always just, you know, ISA Fire Security has this on sale this week or we have that on sale this week. No, we do industry-related news. Something just changed in the fire alarm industry. You might want to know this. Or in the security camera side of our business, this new camera came out. This camera can view 360 degrees and record at all times so that you don't miss anything. And here's how it can help your business. These are more related to what our customers want as opposed to what we're doing. We're just telling them, here's the things that this can do for your business. And that's it, whether they buy it from us or not. We're just going to be the good source of information when it comes to our industry so that we are the person that they go to when it's time to make that buying decision. That's completely different than traditional social media. So it's that mindset change that has to happen first for the business owner or entrepreneur to understand that social media is going to be a different approach to sales, but it's something that has to be done in addition to traditional sales because there's people that make buying decisions in lots of different ways out there right now. There's, you know, for about three or four generations worth of buying. And you've got your baby boomers that are getting ready to retire. You've got your Gen Xers, which I'm in the middle of. And you got your millennials, which, you know, they've grown up with touchscreens. So you've got to have all these different avenues.
You mentioned Padan Hernandez. So what's that? We don't know what you're talking about. No, I said... You mentioned pen and pad to the millennials, and they don't ask. They say, "What? What are you talking about?"
You know? They want everything on a screen.
Everything on a screen, from the knee high, everything on a screen for them.
My four-year-old knows how to change the settings on an Amazon Kindle. Where he watches his little videos, he can change the settings.
Oh my Lord! I'm telling you, I've known the ones that don't even know their ABCs. And well, we have a call. I'm going to call. Wonderful, wonderful.
Great.
I want to welcome guests 108 to the chat room, and we have a caller. Let me get the call. Hello, caller. Good morning. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good morning. This is Catherine Storin calling from Boston.
Hey, from Boston. Hello, Mrs. Catherine. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you, and excited to listen to your show.
Yes, thank you. Ooh, my throat. Well, our honored guest this morning is Mr. Julio Rodriguez. And you know how much we love Blab, and that's where I met Julio. So I want to take this opportunity to introduce you both. Julio, Catherine lives in the Boston area. She is a confidence coach and stylist and a woman of faith. And she's an Amazon 2-time best-selling, number one best-selling author. So I want to introduce you both.
Good to meet you, Catherine.
Good. Nice to meet you too, Julio.
I listen how you roll the Julio. You want him to know you're Latino, huh?
I don't know how else to say it. I don't know.
I'm the same way. When I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, I had to learn how to pronounce my name differently so people would understand me.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Before, my last name was Pinheiro, and I had to say it the right way. I just couldn't help myself.
I had to say that. I just had to say that. Well, thank you so much for calling. I know you are a social media geek, too. I know you're always looking to learn more things, and I know you would grab this opportunity today to calling. So what would you like to ask my honored guest?
Awesome. So question for you, Julio. In terms of social media, I know about for some people it can be very overwhelming. Like, how do I get started? There are so many platforms, mm-hmm. and pretty much every other day there's a new platform. Blab is not as, you know, it's relatively new. What would you suggest for someone that's a newbie and wants to get started? How would they stop the overwhelm?
Well, I would say you start with the big three. It's going to be Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You know, those are the ones that have the highest membership and highest usage. And most of the time, your clients are going to have either their own personal profile on there or their spouse or someone in their family that's very familiar with it and will know at least the basic navigation of it. And that's going to really help bring down the apprehension when it comes to it. If they know, if they're already using one of those platforms, oh yeah, I have a Twitter account, I use it on my phone, or, you know, I look at pictures of my grandkids or nieces and nephews on Facebook all the time, I'm already familiar with that. I have a login and password for that. You know, once you have that initial piece of information or that initial account set up, it makes transitioning that and getting them over to the business side of it a little bit easier. It's going to be, oh, I didn't realize it was there, as opposed to trying to learn the whole navigation of the system to begin with.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything else, Ms. Catherine?
So let's just talk about people that are more advanced. So I have a profile on every social media platform you can think of, and I do concentrate on about two or three. What would you suggest in terms of, let's say, Blab is for us living new and Periscope? Mm-hmm. How would you approach new platforms?
Well, the new live stream platforms have changed the dynamic of social media marketing a little bit. Most of the other ones, you know, it's static content. You know, maybe you have a video, maybe you have a picture and an ad, or you're posting something with your customers, and then, you know, it's time separated. You post something, and a few minutes later, somebody posts something back, and you may get to do a reply. Periscope and Blab, it is live, direct interaction with your customers, and doing the traditional sales pitch and, you know, here's all my information, here's all my cool stuff that I can do for you, doesn't really fly because people are on there looking for something that they want. They're what am I going to get from this conversation? And the first few times I actually did a Periscope or Blab, I did my normal sales presentation that I've always done for fire alarm and security. And it fell completely flat because it didn't connect with anyone. So I changed gears a little bit and I said, okay, well, I know that there's a lot of people out there that have their own business that are passionate about it, but they don't know how to sell. That word sales is, you know, makes them anxious, gives them anxiety. And I changed my Periscope and Blab titles to just sales training. Here, I'm going to talk about sales. Well, how do you know about sales? I've been in business sales for 15 years. This is the company that I do that for. Oh, okay. So it's one of these things where the live streaming platforms are a platform for you to showcase your expertise. It gives you that credibility, the fact that you can record them. With Periscope, you can go to catch.me. It's KATCH.ME and have all of your Periscope or have all of your scopes recorded. You can download them and then put them up on YouTube. There's additional static content for you to feed your other social media profiles. The same thing with Blab. Once you finish recording a Blab session, you actually get an email with a link to the video, which you can then download and put on other social media sites. And they strip the audio from it and give you a link directly to the audio, and you can upload that and turn it into your podcast. So it's giving you a lot of different ways to do that. But the main thing is that you have that live conversation with your customers, and you're giving everybody a sample of what it would be like to do business with you or interact with you.
That's awesome. I definitely use Leverage Catch for sure, and Periscope is just amazing. But Blab has just taken it to another level where you can interact with, you know, up to four people at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Okay, I'm still there.
Do you have any other questions?
I have any other questions? Thank you.
All right. I think. Okay. All right. So I'm going to leave you open. Right, let me mute you, and then I'll come back later on to see if you have any questions. I have a question that I have asked. What you said. You said that live stream is used to showcase expertise. Well, I guess I'm going to answer my question. Because I last week I had a lady on my show, very proficient on all of her customers that she has gotten from Bob and Periscope. And I was going to ask if it's just about showcase, but then it's right because she showcased her expertise and then they follow up with her and business with her. So I answer my own question.
Right. That's how it goes in social media. It's the change the dynamic for all of social media, and the live streaming has emphasized that even more. It's the more you give and the more you can show on social media who you are and how you interact with your clients and customers and those around you, people are going to know instinctively whether they want to do business with you or not. It's, you know, you hear them talking about it on social media because Blab is full of nothing but social media coaches and sales coaches. Everybody on there wants to train each other. And that's all. It's full of that right now. There's almost no customers. It's everybody who's social media coaches and sales coaches, and they want
to
train everybody.
And healers. Want to heal everybody.
Yeah. It's a new platform for business. So those are the first people that are always going to be on it. But I've found some more traditional social conversations, non-business related conversations, people just hanging out and talking on there. So the rest of the world is starting to tune in. But it's one of those things that gives you the ability to test run, to try somebody out for a little bit. I've seen other sales coaches on there say, hey, anybody has any questions, let me know. They'll do a short coaching session with someone, give them a few pointers, and it's a sample of what your business is going to offer them. And that is gold right there because it's a live interaction that you couldn't get before. And it's connecting people not only all over the country but all over the world. There was one business coach was on there, and he was giving a coaching session to one of his clients in Australia. And
Ian?
It was just amazing that he had – yeah. No, it wasn't Ian. It was
Okay.
Actually, it was Robert Stern was on there, and I think it was – no, it wasn't in Australia. She was in the U.K., and he was giving his one-hour coaching session and just giving her her homework, giving her assignments for the next coaching session, but they did it live, and he right there has a live customer interaction packaged and ready to go so that if anybody wants to do business with him, they can see what it's like to have a conversation with him and the types of things that he's gonna do for them. So it's instant validation, instant credibility, and everybody knows that before they do business with anyone, they're going to Google your name, Google your company. You know, people are going to go look, okay, Julio Rodriguez. Wait, that's a very common name. What else can I put in there? Energize Solutions, Fire Alarm Security.
Yeah.
You know, if you put Julio Rodriguez and Fire Alarm in Google, I come up. You know, and I've worked hard to get that done. But it's one of those things that if somebody's going to do business with me, I need to be able to control what they see so that they see my brand. They see who I am. You know, they see the Energized Solutions now that's coming up on there. They know what it's like to have a conversation with me. You know, and that's a big part of you know, making that buying decision. Is somebody going to want to buy from you? Is somebody going to want to interact with you? They've got to like you a little bit in order to do business with you. You know.
I want to welcome Juan to chat. You are welcome to call in. The number is 646-958-166. Or go ahead and type a question in the box, dumb box there, and I'll be sure to read for Mr. Rodriguez. I got to be honest. I am kind of lagging behind because you are so right when you say that before people do business with you, they are checking you out. 3 weeks ago, I met three men on a blog, and I was reaching out the same old way, email, connect and say, it's nice meeting you and everything. And then I had a telephone meeting set up with one. And at the end of my meeting, I am giving him contact information. He says, you are here, you have to give me that. I have all of that ready before I call to make the appointment.
Yep.
I know everything. And that's something I need to do to go on the computer and make sure I check everything out. I guess shorten the curve too, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things you've got to make sure you know what's out there about you so that you can determine what people see. Because, you know, and especially for the people that are younger now, I didn't grow up with Facebook. I don't have pictures of me hanging out with my friends in my teens on the internet.
Amen.
And people that are younger executives, younger business owners and entrepreneurs, they may have that out there. And there's companies like brandyourself.com and reputation.com that say they will help you. You know, it's not about deleting everything from the internet that you don't want out there. It's about putting more. It is to a certain point. You can actually go on to Google and tell them that, you know, there's certain pictures that they're linking to that they don't have the rights to because that's your own personal image, and they'll break the link and not show up on the search engine anymore. But it can be an exhausting process.
I'm sure
like
it
that.
Is. Yeah. So might as well and just keep it clean in the beginning. And I mean, when young people are out having, and even some grown folks too, they're having a good time. They're not thinking that the thing is going to come up to haunt later on, you know?
Right. You have to be and that's where controlling the discussion and the information that's out there about you, and I would say almost inundating the internet with what you want to be out there will balance that out.
Thank you. I've opened by Catherine's line. I don't know if she has anything to contribute, but however, Catherine, would you text, tweet, and call some of your friends and folks who you think needs this conversation? Because they are not going to be getting huge undivided attention like this for a long time.
So, oh, my friend, that's already been done. Yep, I share it. Connect.
You,
I collected with Julio on LinkedIn. Just getting stuff done over here while I'm listening.
All right. Hey, some people call in. We need to on here. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And my guest today is none other than Mr. Social Media Guru himself, Mr. Julio Rodriguez. Killer businesses need to start with any specific social media, or it doesn't matter.
You're cutting out a little bit. I didn't hear the whole question.
Yeah, I was saying, depending on your business, does it matter which platform you start with first? The reason I asked the question, I remember one of the women last week on the show, she has carved out her niche. She started doing social media for her husband, who was a baker.
Mm-hmm.
And from doing that, her only focus is on bakers. Bakers and chefs. So, should the baker or chefs still look at LinkedIn, or they should look somewhere else at Instagram because of the pictures?
You know, there's a ton of different social media platforms out there. I think it would be start with the ones that you're most comfortable with, and then the second step would be to find where the people that are interested in those type of topics tend to get the most. I would look up other people in that industry. If there's bakers and chefs on Pinterest, or, you know, they're putting recipes out there for certain things on Pinterest, go there first and learn that social media platform. You know, or if it's more retail oriented and it's maybe on Facebook, you know, that might be a good place to start. But it's always good to have a presence on all of them, but then focusing on one or two as your strong points, because that's where you get the most response. And fairly quickly, you're going to see that, you know, there's one or two where you start to get the most interaction, and that's where you want to focus. But you still want to have updates and everything else on all the other ones, because there may be somebody that comes into a Facebook page and it leads them over to your Pinterest page, because that's where they prefer to go. They just happen to be on Facebook looking at something related. And, you know, that's something that you want to be able to pull them back to that one major account that you have and get them on board that way. But it's one of those things where you want to be in all the places at all times. That's the idea of social media. And there's tools out there to do that. You know, getting with a social media coach, they can show you the platforms that you can use to have your social media posts going out at a scheduled time. You don't have to be constantly going back to your computer or to your phone to do a social media post. Mm-hmm. There's products out there like Hootsuite or Buffer. I think there's another one called Post Planner, TweetDeck.
TweetDeck.
Yeah, they let you plan your posts for one or more social media profiles so that you can do your social media in a planned, scheduled manner when you have time for it, not while you're running your business or trying to go out there and close some more sales. This way you can have, you know, on Sunday afternoons when you're doing your invoicing and your paperwork at home, then you can plan all of this stuff out so that while you're talking to a customer on the phone and possibly, you know, getting a new sale, greeting a new customer, you've got social media conversations going on around you, and you can check in on it from time to time and maybe add a little bit to the conversation or post a, you know, impromptu picture or something like that. And that's going to help improve the interaction that you get on your social media platforms.
Thank you, Huda. I've heard different teachers, guru, or experts, whichever label you want to give them, give different information. And I don't want to say it's conflicting information, because it depends on each person's preference, I'd say. Ideally, how often are we supposed to be posting on the platforms? And you could break that down for us, please. What do you teach our clients?
I would say it depends on the platform, but for starters, at least once a day. And get your once a day, you're posting every day to all the platforms. Now, Twitter is rapid fire, 140 characters. They're talking about actually removing that 140 character limit pretty soon. But for right now, it's 140 characters, so you've got a very limited space. And then you can also put a picture on there. Your picture helps improve the visibility of your posts. Same thing with Facebook. The posts that you put out there with pictures have a much higher view rate, click rate, and interaction rate than the posts that don't have that. The problem is that there's not a whole lot of people out there that run their own business that know how to do graphic design and create really nice-looking ads or pictures, that they're going to be able to put out 7 of those every single week or 30 of them a month. It takes a lot of time. So it's one of these things where taking a picture with your phone and putting some comments about it, that's an easy one to do. Or, you know, there's a website called Canva, canva.com. Let's see, really basic, easy graphic design. And I found that about a month ago, and I've been using Photoshop for years, and it's all shortcutted for me. This is great. Just click this, drag this over here. Looks like a nice little ad. And there's some platforms like Instagram. Instagram is mobile only, and it's only pictures. So you have to have a little bit of graphical capabilities if you want to put some words on top of a picture that are going to get your customers to, you know, move along with you and kind of share in the conversation. I would say daily, though, and then once you get your daily posts kind of under your belt, you've got a couple of weeks of doing that habit, that's when you can start to customize. You know, 140 characters for Twitter, a little bit more often for Twitter. Twitter's very fast, so you might want to do 3 a day on Twitter, but you may want to recycle some information from before, because Twitter, as soon as it blows right past your screen, you don't go back looking for it. Most people it's a very fast, short-lived piece of information. On Periscope and Blab, on the live platforms, maybe weekly shows, maybe you jump in on them. You know, those shows, the Blab sessions can inundate you with information and notes and ideas of things that you want to do. And sometimes you need to take a break from it so you can go execute those ideas. But as far as showcasing your product, I would say once a week. You know, so give something for your audience and for your following to look forward to and to be able to interact with you on, so that they can, you know, get used to seeing you at a certain time. Facebook.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On Facebook, it's once a day. And you know, you can kind of play around with that depending on how much. You don't want to become the annoying ad that people are going to start clicking off from. But if it's good, pertinent information that people that follow you want to find out, they're always going to like that information about what you have to say. LinkedIn has a little bit more of a professional tone to it. It's more about industry and other business owners in there. And, you know, sales, there's mostly salespeople, business owners, and recruiters on LinkedIn. And so anything that's along that type of information is going to be more interesting to those people. You see a lot of success. You see a lot of here's how to drive more sales, motivation. Those types of things are what get popular on LinkedIn for the short posts. But LinkedIn has an article builder that you can use where you can post a very long article about something in your industry or something that you're passionate about, and those will get more interaction. So there's lots of different ways to do it. It can be overwhelming at first, so that's why I say one post per day to start off with, and then you start building into it as you get more familiar and as you get faster at it.
Beautiful. And there's an organization that I think I forgot my question. That is not good. The number is 646-915-8166. And you are listening to the new day show with Julio Rodriguez and your truly. So now is the time to call in. Stands and know what it is. certain areas. You're really an expert. So what questions should we have before we consult with one?
Well, it's going to depend. You know, I would say I would look at what they've done before, and just like any other service that you have to that you're going to start up for your business, find out who they've talked to before, who they've done this for in the past, and what type of interaction that they had with that individual. The referrals in our business is a big, big thing, because not everybody's going to be 1,000% professional in all the different social media platforms. There's going to be some that are better in one or the other. I happen to be better on the live streaming and LinkedIn, and I'm learning more and more about Facebook ads and Facebook business pages every single day. So I would say that you want to have a good idea of what your marketing plan is going to be. Here's what my customers like. Now, you may not even know where your customers are. So a good idea would be to research the different social media platforms on your own and see if you can find something similar to what you do. It doesn't have to be in the same state or area. Where's the interest? Where's my audience talking about this? And those may be the ones you want to focus on first. So when you come to talk to your social media coach, I want to look at this first. I found my audience tends to be here. You know, and that's going to give you a little bit of a head start. But as far as your message, you know, that should be something that it's not going to change. Your message is always going to be your message. It's not going to change just because it's on social media. You know, you want to be as authentic as possible throughout all the platforms and not be changing the way it sounds or sounding like you want to talk to kids, you know, or a younger audience on the internet. Everyone uses social media. There's more groups that do than others, but everyone is going to be on there. So your customers are going to find you on social media are the same people that are going to come looking for you in the phone book. You know, they're going to find you, and you want to have that same authentic sound, look, and feel to your business across the board so that you're not getting all these different mixed messages on different platforms. So I would say you know what your message is, know what you want to say to your customers, and think about what you want to hear back. What do you want to hear from your customers on social media? Because it is a two-way set of communications. So know your message, know what you want to look for, know where your audience is at, and you know, do a little bit of research ahead of time. So those will get you off to a great start.
Yeah, you mentioned about the research. How is research? Is there a special source that they use?
I know on Twitter, you can go to search.twitter.com, and that will allow you to search different topics. And then there's another one on Facebook, and I'd have to look that up and get back with you. I'm not sure what that one is right now, but there's a way you can search customer information and demographics on Facebook. I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I didn't catch that.
Twitter.com.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one on Facebook.
Are you
and
there?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
There's another
right.
one that Facebook has that lets you search demographics that happen. Those are the two main places.
Let me ask her. Catherine Tate, no multi-tax. So, I gave the link for her live. So, go ahead. Share the link you want. Or if are you on, you, on the studio, you can put it in the box. Are you there? Catherine?
Yeah, I'm on. I was saying that there's something going on, so we can hear pretty much every other word that you're saying.
Okay, I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's in this studio.
It might be. It sounds like it's a little bit of a digital lag.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call it? It's streaming lag. Okay, you have a link to share, Catherine?
Say that one more time.
Do you say I heard things from you and it said you share a link? Are you just sharing a link for those?
I'm not catching everything. No, I don't have a link for anyone. I was going to agree with what Julio was saying, that you have to really ask in people and see what they have done instead of just taking their word for gospel. I have definitely hired some people to do some social media stuff, and then they just are not able to do it. Mm. You know, they call themselves an expert.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The other thing that, and maybe it's just me being a cynic, I have been encountering so many Periscope consultants. Asking myself, how long has Periscope been out?
Since April.
Right, and they're an influx of Periscope consultants, and I'm thinking, how did they learn that fast? I mean, it's just being cynical or what?
Yeah, there's a few people that they're on Periscope all day long, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, and that's all they do. And as soon as Periscope makes a change, they're putting out a new ebook about the change that Periscope just made. So, yeah, that's a little opportunistic.
Yeah. And I guess they are good markets too. Oh, yeah. Now I know what I'm going to ask when I said I forgot my question. When I started off on Periscope, thanks to Catherine, because the interesting thing is that I had the announcement. I deleted it. I don't know what that is. Must be a spammer. Of course, I did not read it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I deleted it. I met us back in June at a conference down in Florida, and she introduced me to Periscope. So thank you again for that. And I came, I was doing Scope like 3 times a day. And then I got sick and I was off. I didn't have any voice. And people were messaging me, man, because they missed it. So I heard you say once a week, and I said, wow, I was ragging a lot.
And it's all what you can incorporate into your business as far as, you know, being on social media for 30 minutes a day live. When you're doing that, it better be very, very targeted to growing your business, growing your audience and your following. Otherwise, you're wasting time, playing on the internet. And it's got to be a sales and prospecting tool for your business in order for it to start generating some profit and sales for you.
And that's what I need to implement, and to make sure that everything that I am doing is doing just what I said. So,
it's going on there with a specific goal.
Yes. I know you came on with some intentions and more than likely some information you wanted to give that we have not yet touched. I want to allow you to do that now, and we'll go back into questions that I will have and other people. Dabu, one, I wanted to know you are invited and also encouraged to be part of the conversation. Type in the box at the bottom, or you may call in 646-915-8166. So any other information you want to give on Julio that you have not done yet, please?
If anybody has any questions for me, they can always send me a message on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at jrodsales. That's jrodsales. It's the same username on Periscope and on Blab. Or they can just stop on my website, energizedsolutions.com. Mainly what I do on that platform or for that company is I do sales and social media coaching, CRM consulting, which is a whole other conversation, and then leadership training and development.
We still have more time. I want to give more information.
Sure. You know, one of the things that that we can just touch on here for a second with social media is that there's so much information out there that you can gather on social media. Some of the newer CRM systems, the customer relationship management systems, these CRM systems the CRM systems of today grew out of the old contact managers from the 1990s. You know, there was ACT, Goldmine, all these different things that basically kept track of all of your business cards. They kept track of all the people that you knew, and it was your digital Rolodex. You know, those systems, they called contact management back then, and they grew into CRM systems. And CRM systems started to track a lot more than just simple interactions. The CRM system that we have at my current company is Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and it ties into our accounting software and our email system, and the latest version is going to tie into social media. So all of the purchasing your customers do, all of the emails that you send them, and all of the social media posts, this CRM system is going to gather it into one spot so that when you pull up this customer or prospective customer's information, you're going to see all of that in one place. So it's going to give you much stronger information when you go to talk to someone. Here's what we spoke about in the past. I see that I've been sending you these emails. You've bought this from me before. Let's talk about doing a little bit more business. Or, you know, why I see that you've attended some of these things that I've done on social media. That's really great. I appreciate the interest. You know, what is it that you're specifically interested in? What information are you looking for from me that I can provide for you to help you buy more from my other products? You know, it's that type of thing. So social media is really giving business owners and entrepreneurs a lot of information that they can combine with CRM systems to gather a profile on what their customers need and what they're looking for to help them make their business that much more powerful.
You know,
and for people that are just starting out,
sitting here, I'm listening to you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There's very simple ones that people can start off with. There's one called Zoho, Z-O-H-O. It's a very, very easy. It works simply like a contact manager with some added features to it. Another company called HubSpot, H-U-B-S-P-O-T, has another free one that ties into their internet marketing software that you can sign up for and pay hundreds of dollars for later on. But their CRM system is free. So there's a lot of different options out there for somebody to get started with. But again, there's, I think, about 40 different CRM systems out there today that you can choose from. So picking one out, what's going to work for you and what you're willing to, you know, have a budget for is going to be something where you may want to talk to someone so that you get the right one. Because starting off a CRM system without a plan and a target for what you want it to do is going to be a whole lot of effort, a whole lot of work, and a whole lot of money with very minimal results if you don't have a strategy in place for it already.
Off with everything, because everything you have mentioned, but I'm sure it's not too late, because I've been leaving money on the table and everything that you're in now, you know. For somebody who have been lying behind like me, is there something that I can do to get some momentum?
You know, we talked a little bit about what you've got going on and all the content and information that you want to gather and put together and put into your business. And yeah, there's some small steps that you can take. I think, you know, gathering what you've got out there right now and just inventorying, see what you have, and then taking a look at what do you want to create with it. You know, what do I want to make out of this? What do I want to offer to my audience as this information put together in a very determined and strategic way so that it follows a certain path that I want them to take through, you know, the journey through my products and services that I want them to take. Having that plan set up will allow you to implement your CRM system and your social media along those same lines. It's the same thing as like having a mission, vision, and statement for your company. It's mm-hmm. your marketing strategy. How do I want to take my customers through this journey? In my case, for sales and social media coaching, it would be getting someone started. Okay, here's the beginning. Here's the social media platforms we're going to set up for you. That's part one. Part two is then, okay, here I'm going to train you on implementing these. Here's how you're going to talk to your customers using these platforms. Great. Now, after you learn how to talk to your customers, you learn how to market, let's turn this into sales. You know, maybe offer them an ebook. You know, here's my ebook on sales prospecting, getting more, you know, gathering more customers and clients. Then there's another one. Okay, now you've gathered these customers. Let's talk about closing them, turning these new customers into sales that turn into profits for you. You're walking someone through the entire experience of what you know, what you've experienced, and what you know your successful pathway is for them through your products, and they're going to start seeing results incrementally as opposed to inundating them with all of this information and all of these things they can implement, you know, right off the bat, and they turn, you know, they're just paralyzed by all the different choices that they have to make from the very beginning. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
What about the client who has no desire to do it themselves because they're not techie? Do you recommend sure. that they hire someone to do that?
Absolutely. I would say that for the construction, for the construction and design of how the platform is going to be created, definitely have someone that's a social media professional, a social media coach that can set that up for you. As far as getting mm-hmm. the message out there, you know, I know you've spoken about having your virtual assistant. Your assistant can do that for you once you've given them the mm-hmm. direction. They can be trained on how to use Canva and stuff like that. But as far as setting it up properly so that everything works correctly together, that's where the social media coach comes in. Your assistant can usually handle the day-to-day portion of it with some direction from you.
Oh, okay. The social media coach. Yes.
I'm hearing every other word again from you. I'm still here.
You hear, Julia?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. But I was cutting off. Okay. This is crazy. 46 minutes. So, would I to? Yeah, I really need. You gave us a lot of information. You gave us a lot of stuff.
Good. I'm hoping it was helpful.
I want to thank you for that. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure this is going to be very helpful. So now it's evaluation time.
Actually, I need to get going soon.
Okay. So I want for you to use this time to kind of summarize and give your contact information out to people again.
Sure.
So you can use the minutes to summarize.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Julio Rodriguez, and I am National Sales Manager at International Systems of America, a national provider of fire alarm and security. And I've been doing this for about 15 years, and recently I started Energize Solutions, which is a sales and social media coaching company that also offers CRM consulting and leadership and development training. And for today, we were talking about entrepreneurs and business owners that need to get started in social media on the business side of it. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to start off with. Having a personal profile is a great way to start. a great way to start getting family and friends involved in your social media message. And then taking that to the next level usually requires a little bit of professional help, where you have a social media coach that can help you build professional social media profiles, integrate them into a platform like Hootsuite or Buffer or TweetDeck that's going to help you plan your social media posts. And once you have your social media posts planned, you can start to customize for the different platforms and really start to take off with your message and find where your customers tend to congregate the most and concentrate on those social media profiles. And once you start doing that, then you can, you know, that's where your marketing is going to be able to flourish for a very small investment with a social media coach. And once your social media coach has that built and you want to manage the day-to-day on your own, you can do that. You can have a virtual assistant manage the day-to-day portion of it. It's very simple to get those posts out there. And you can also hire someone to just have to do your social media for you if it's something that you're just completely confounded by and don't want to have to deal with. But it's always somewhere that you want to have your information out there. People are going to come looking for you. They're going to want to see your information and what it's like doing business with you before you even talk to them for the first time. So having a social media presence is always critical, but having a social media conversation is what's going to take your business to the next level. So if you have any other questions, always feel free to contact me. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at J-Rod Sales. It's J-R-O-D-S-A-L-E-S. I have the same handle on Periscope and on Blab, or you can stop by my website, energizedsolutions.net. Thank you, Daphne. I really appreciate you taking the time. Did you have another question? I started to hear you say something. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just had a last minute question. I was asking, when someone is considering hiring you as their coach, what time do they run? 3 months, 2 months, what? A year or whatever?
You know, I would say at the very, very minimum 3 months. You know, it's going to take a couple of months just to get set up and then see some interaction. Interaction happens pretty quickly, but if you want to have consistent growth in that side of your business, it's something that you need to at least check in weekly on to make sure you're on the right path. And a lot of social media coaches have a weekly program that you can kind of touch base with them after you get the initial project and everything put together. Mm-hmm. Then you can start checking in weekly and kind of they can give you direction on how you should approach certain problems once you can do it on your own.
Okay. And I just want to let the listeners know they do not need to be local to Julio to work with him. His service is virtually, so you can utilize his service wherever you are. I want to thank you so much for really coming and so generously investing into what I do. I honor you. I am so happy that I have met you, and I look forward to working with you in the future. And it will be an honor to recommend you to others that I know you.
Thank you, Daphne. I really appreciate you having on my show, and I thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day, Julio.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
You're very welcome. Well, thanks. Bye-bye. Yes, so you guys, everyone, you don't have any reasons now not to go out there and be efficient on social media. He has gave us so much information this morning. And he's so absolutely right, you know. Everybody, the big corporations out there, and they are taking advantage of it. So, you know, go out there, clean up what it is. I want to welcome guests 183 to the show. If you have any questions, you may call in. I'm going to urge you. I'm Julio Rodriguez, social media expert and social media coach. He was on for encourage you to listen to the replay and download it, because this is information that you're going to want to file away so you have access to that. So if you have any questions, or if you were listening and have any feedback and you want to call in, now is the time to do that. 646-915-8166. I have a few announcements. I would like you to please check out my website. Empowers.com. Bit.ly / my powerful why. That promotion that is 6 week group line. Make sure you register. It's a first come, first serve. You don't want to miss out. As well, I thank you for coming on this show. We are here to advertise the week. And please connect with me on Twitter when I go and broadcast on Bob. My focus and emphasis is on reinvention and transformation. I work with individuals to help them to unleash their personal power, and by so doing, they are able to live their lives on purpose and to live their lives without limit. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, I am on Pinterest, so I would like you to connect with me there, and let's see how we together can make a difference and change some lives around the world. You just heard Julio mention how important it is that we really utilize social media to build our brand and to build our success. So let us just take advantage of that and make sure that we are building on what it is that we are called to do. There's absolutely no reason why we should only be focusing on our local communities when we have the opportunity to hop onto social media and to give it our best. All right. Okay, so that was very good. I'd give you a free little bonus here. Let me get this out. I want to share 9 tips for you here. And it's the 9 P's to success. And the first P is plan. Set goals and dates of completion. And we also need to plan in different areas as well. You heard a mention on social media conversation this morning. He mentioned about identifying, do the research, identify where it is that we can get connected with our ideal clients, our customers. And this is part of the planning phase that we are going to. We don't need to be at every place. We just need to be at the right place. And I like what he mentioned about showcasing. Use the social media to showcase the blog, Periscope, to showcase your expertise and your skills. The second thing is know your purpose. What are you about? Why do you do what you do? Not why somebody else tells you. How many times you have met people who they went to college or university for a long time and they decide that they want to be trained for whatever career, engineer, doctors, dentist, whatever they decided that they were going to be trained for. And they got out of college and 6 months down the road, you see them. They are doing something entirely different. So know your purpose, know why you were called here, and why you are doing. Do what you are doing persistently, not positively. Not you do it this month, you don't do it next month, or for a year, nobody else sees or hears about you. Be persistent in everything that you're doing. Network with people who can help you, provide a resource for you, and vice versa. Be persistent. For example, if you make a couple of calls and somebody said no, don't take it personally. It might be no for today, but not no forever. The next one is perseverance. When there are bumps in the road, don't give up, don't quit. Be patient with yourself. Yes, some of us, we are so hard on ourselves. And we have no patience. You know, we forgive, we tolerate, we accommodate everybody else. But when it comes to ourselves, we are so hard on ourselves. So, perseverance. You keep doing it until you get it right. And ask for help too in doing it, whatever it is it is. All right? So we went over plan, we went over purpose, persistence, perseverance. The next P is power. And you heard me mention about personal power. Unleashing your personal power. It is important that for us to operate in our authenticity, for us to operate in our calling, for us to operate in our uniqueness, we got to be able to concentrate and fully utilize every square inch of our personal power. That is what fuels our energy to do what it is that we're going to do. We can stay in what I call in our zone, and we can get things done because we know why we are doing it. So we are supercharged, we are energized, we said, got to get this thing done. Pride. Everything that you do, do it with
pride. Remember, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And the way you do one thing will also attract others to you. So take pride in the service that you give. If you say you are going to do something, do it. Don't say you are going to do it and then nobody else hears about you. You went MIA, missing in action. Very, very, very important that your word be your bond. Very important. Take pride in all that you do. Be meticulous about it. Not only in your work, but you are taking pride in yourself, because our customers and clients are watching us too. Pride in all that you do. Always give your best, because you know something? When we give our best, no one can really expect anything else from us. Passion. Have a passion for what you do. Will help you success. Help your success and your accomplishment. Excuse my throat. Ooh, my throat. I'm sorry. Have you ever admired someone who is passionate about what they're doing? They are always on fire. They're always on fire. They don't have time to rest. They don't have time to sit down. They don't have time to let the obstacle hold them back, because what? They are on fire. They are always going to know whether they got the support or not. Ask yourself the question, what kind of a passion am I demonstrating in what I'm doing? What kind? If you do not tap in your passion and be committed and dedicated to what you're doing, you won't be able to attract customers or clients to you. Nobody's going to want to be around because they say, oh no, it's too sad. Having a passion for what you do will help your success and your accomplishments. And coupled with what information we got this morning about social media, that will be a winning combination. Perspective. Never lose sight of the goal. Yes, for some of us, it's long. But who is counting the others? Never, 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 never. Let your light shine. Do what you are called to do. It doesn't matter what somebody else's results look like. You need to have a perspective of yourself and what it is you're about. What makes you tick? What's your values? What's your morals? What are the things you'll say yes to what are the things you'll say no to and not will get it. What is it people will say, you know, I cannot get to Daphne because I know she's not going to have any part of this. We got to by our standards. Have a perspective. Have a perspective. Lose sight of yourself. How do you describe yourself? How do you describe yourself? Are you still in La La Land? You said, you know, I don't even know how to do this because you're spending so much time focusing on what somebody else is doing. And you have lost sight of who you are. You have lost perspective totally of who you are. The time is now. Time is now for you to really, really gain perspective of who you are and what you're about. And last but by no means least is prayer. Gratitude, meditation, yoga, quiet time, journaling, all of those will help you. Too many people are lacking out on gratitude because they say, what? I don't have anything. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have the other. However, each and every day we get up, if we just look at who we are, we look on our arms, we look in the mirror and we can see, we can hear, we can taste, we got up and we were able to walk. What a blessing. What a blessing. Let us not lose sight of all of the blessings that surround us. Let us not lose sight of that. Okay. So I want to ask anyone in the chat room, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and write it in the box down below there. Go ahead, write your questions. For those of you who are listening on the phone, please call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, and let us hear your questions. Mark the show favorite and follow us. This way, whenever we are going to be on air, you will be notified and you can see who is going to be and what the conversation is going to be like and see whether or not you are interested in joining us. I'm also on Pinterest. I'm on Instagram. Connect with me there, Daphne Clark Hudson. Facebook. I have a personal page and a fan page. If you would like them, I would appreciate it. Daphne Clark Hudson, and I have the A New Day on there. Facebook.com/A New Day Media. And connect with me on Twitter. Blab. Instagram, Periscope, all of those three, Blab, Periscope, and Dynamic Daphne. I tell you, the year is coming to an end, and I don't know what your year was like. However, let us live today to its fullest. Let us give gratitude for the many, many, many blessings blessings that have been bestowed on us. I honor each and every one of you for stopping by. Because I know that you could have watched another show. However, came here. And for that, I am so grateful. So, each and every one of us, we are called for a destiny. We got work to do. And we cannot allow anyone or anything to derail us. So, I invite you to join me in our theme song. I'll see you, I think I have you on Friday the 23rd. So I'll see you again on Friday and on Sunday and again on Wednesday. So long, guys. Please share this episode. And remember, get on social media and start using your social media. This is Dynamic Daphne, your host, your transformation reinvention coach. I work with individuals to help them to unleash their personal power. With you, Lynn List, and my newsletter, DaphneClarkinEmpowers.com. So long, and I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Bye now.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord.